Our God is a consuming fire. Our God is living water. He is our daily bread. Our God is a comforter. Our God will be our best friend if we'll let Him. He is Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. My God is a provider and a defender. My God is a warrior. Amen. He is a peacemaker. Amen. I hope tonight to just talk about our God. So that's going to be my title tonight, Our God. Let's pray. In Jesus' name, I thank you, Lord God, for this opportunity to hear your word, Jesus. I thank you, Lord God, for the hunger that's in this room right now. I pray in Jesus' name that yours would be the words on my lips and not my own. I pray in Jesus' name, Lord God, prepare every heart for what you're going to do in this room tonight. In Jesus' name, speak to your people, God, for your servants are listening. In Jesus' name, amen. Our God is faithful. He's holy. Amen. Now, a lot of people struggle because they have a wrong perception or idea of God. Why do you think it is? Why do people have a skewed view of God? A skewed perception. An idea that's totally not biblical. What do you think would influence that, Hayden? What other people, what they have heard all their lives. Sister Camille? Absolutely. Absolutely. What they want to be. I'll never forget Brother Paymer standing in front of a whiteboard, and you know, he's teaching, he's lanky, he's throwing stuff, he's throwing markers, and he writes down that your theology will often follow your lifestyle. What you believe the Lord with me. Amen. Because it doesn't make God bigger, it makes your perception of God bigger. Amen. And you begin to see things clearer and clearer that you've never seen before. Amen. If anybody, you know, you're in a marriage, you know, there are some things that you discover a year or two in that you never would have known on your first date. Some things that are really amazing. Some things that are really cool. Because some things happen only in the depth of relationship. Amen? Day by day of trying to just grow closer. Amen? And not giving up. And we ought to just not give up in discovering how holy and great our God is. 1 Samuel records this. There is none holy as the Lord. For there is none beside thee, neither is there any rock like our God. God is totally separate from sin. That is why he is so holy. He is completely separate from sin. God existed before sin did. None of us can say that. God was there when the first sin was committed. And he will be there long after sin is eventually destroyed. Amen? He is completely separated, completely clean from sin in the way that we don't even know what it's like. That's what makes the cross so amazing. We ought to never lose our awe that a sinless God would take on sin for all of humanity. I think Brother Johnny James put it the best way, I think one of the best ways I've ever heard. The Walking Bible. He said, you know, he's talking about where the Word of God says that that Jesus became sin, who knew no sin, that we might become, you know, his righteousness, that we might have his righteousness. And Johnny James said, you know what? God became sin. He didn't become a sinner. He put his hands on that cross, and he became adultery without ever becoming an adulterer. He became stealing without ever becoming a thief. He became drunkenness without ever becoming a drunkard. Homosexuality without ever becoming a homosexual. He was the sin of lying, and he was never a liar. Our God is that good that he became sin for us. This holy God, drank the cup of wrath and became everything, everything that he lived against because he loves us that much. That's how good he is. His holiness. But there's also us, his children, amen? God is so holy. And I'm appreciating that we got to sing about heaven tonight. Amen. Anybody else?
Amen.
I don't get enough of that. Amen. I love it. I could sing about heaven for eternity. Probably will. You know, when we get to heaven, we're going to be singing. It's because we're going to see how holy he is. We're going to see how good and how great he is. But at the center of that, God, you are so holy. Jesus, you are so separate from everything wrong, from every sin. Jesus, you are so clean and so pure. And Jesus, we love you. Amen. Amen. Our God is faithful. There is no one faithful like our God. There is none as faithful as he. Revelation 19 and verse 11. There are some pictures in the Word of God that I just love. And I love this. I saw heaven opened, and behold, a white horse. And he that sat upon him, come on, was called faithful and true. And in righteousness he doth judge and make war. Jesus is called faithful and true. Amen. Is anybody in a better place than you were a year ago? 2 years ago, 5 years ago, in a better place? Has God answered any prayers over the last year? We take it for granted. We forget. That's why all through, especially Deuteronomy, God tells his people to remember, remember, remember what I've done for you. Remember what I've brought you through. Set a monument here. Set something here. Remember, set an altar here, because I don't want you to forget and turn away from me. Remember what he's brought you through, church. Remember that sickness. Do you remember what that sickness felt like? Laying in bed wondering, my God, make this end or take me home. Sister Camille, do you remember that sickness? God has been faithful. Remember when the bank account was empty. My God, there is no way we're going to make it through the week. I don't want to charge anything else. I don't want to go in debt anymore. My God, we say this. I think it. I think somebody else must think it too. God, I don't want to ask anybody for help. Jesus, how am I going to provide for kids for a week with $5? But Jesus has been faithful to you, church. His name is called faithful and true in the way that nobody else is. He hasn't left you hanging one bit. He hasn't left you in the dust. My God has remembered you and pulled you through. Amen. And we've been brought through some difficult situations. Amen. I so appreciate the word Brother Darren gave on Sunday. I needed that. We needed that.
Amen.
That God has a different perception than we do sometimes. Because does anybody like to see their kids in pain? Anybody like to see their kids crying? No. Nobody is like, you know what? Or at least nobody with a sane mind says, you know what? I'm just going to spank my kids for fun. You know what? This will really make my day. Why don't we have some shots today? I'll administer them myself. Amen. It brings me great joy. I love it. No. I hate it. I hate it. I hate it. I hate it. Hannah makes me do it. She makes me hold them down while they just psh, psh. And you know what happens? Silence. I mean, first there's a silence, though, and that's sad. That's really sad. I don't do it because I think it's funny. I know what's best for my babies. Amen. I want my babies to be healthy. I want my babies to be safe. I want them to grow up. I want them to be okay. Amen? God brings us through some painful situations because he loves his babies. He brings us through some difficult times because he wants to provide for you. He wants to make a way, and he loves the goodness out of you. And so, yes, it might feel like another shot, and God, why are you holding me down? Anyone ever felt that way? God, why are you holding me down? Jesus, why aren't I so further along right now? You know what? Maybe God is holding you back from something that would destroy you. Maybe God hasn't given you a mansion yet because he knew what it would do with your walk with God. Amen? We pray and we pray and we pray for what we want, but maybe God is wise enough to give you what you need because he wants to see you in heaven long before he wants to see you rich. He wants to see you full of joy long before he wants to see you just happy for the week and able to brag on Facebook about, oh, look what the Lord has done for me. Amen. God wants to see you walking with him more than anything else. Why? Because he knows what's good for you. Amen. It wouldn't make a lot of sense for Judah to look at me when I tell him no and say, you know, Dad, I totally get what you're coming from. I get where you're coming from. That makes sense. No, he gets upset. Judah, you can't have a popsicle at 10 o'clock at night. Dude, chill. No push pops right now. He's like, he gets upset, but he's learning. But with maturity, he will come to understand that daddy's looking out for his good, amen? And with maturity, he wants to bring his bride along to understand that my God is faithful. His name is faithful, amen? Just like Pastor talked about, he might be asking you to sacrifice, but my God is faithful. Nobody's going to be able to point their finger up at God in the end and say, God, you left me behind. God, you forsook me. God, you asked me to step out and there was no way. God, you asked me to step out and I fell. God, you asked me to step out and I didn't make it. God will be faithful until the end, and nobody will be able to point their finger in his face and say that he wasn't faithful. Faithful, faithful, faithful. Faithful just means consistent. Amen? My God is consistent. You know what to expect from him. Your God is consistent. Guess what? He's going to stick to his word. Right? Amen. He's going to stick to it. Like every time. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he will direct your paths. I don't take that as just something to write on the wall or write down a piece of paper, but I take it as a promise that if I trust him, not just in my time on Sundays, if I trust him, not just in my relationships, but if I trust him in my finances, if I trust him in my time throughout the week, if I trust him, God is asking me to serve in a different way. If I trust him, he will direct my path. Amen. Every time he's going to direct your path. Every time he's going to provide for you. Why? Because our God is dependable. Amen. These ought to be things that we want to live through in our own lives because that's who our God is. And I want to be them myself. Amen. My God, am I dependable? Not just to you, but to the people who are counting on me, the people who love me and that I love. Am I dependable? Am I consistent? Amen? God, help me to be consistent. Your flesh does not want to be consistent if you're anything like me. Right? It's one day, woo, I'm the king of the world. And then, oh man, I'm the prophet Elijah, and I'm all alone, and nobody cares for me. God, how could you have done this for me? I'm going to get depressed. Right? I pray all the time, God, help me to be consistently full of joy. That's the Holy Ghost. That's not a 12-step program. That's not just a good idea or a good thing you read on Facebook. No, that's the Holy Ghost, to be consistently full of joy. Paul said, you know what? In all things, through trials and tribulations, through pain, my God has been faithful and good. And he had joy through every heartache, amen? And if anyone went without, it was Paul. Right? Going hungry, going naked, shipwrecked, in jail, whooped. Paul went without, but he said, you know what? I can do all of this. I can be content in all things, for my God is more than able. Amen. Hebrews 13:8. I hope that your soul is being reminded right now about who your God is. Jesus Christ, the same, yesterday and today and forever. Amen. If he was able to do it last week, he's able to do it today. Amen. If he was able to do it in your youth, he is able to do it today. Amen. Our God is consistent. He's not moody. He's not all over the place. You don't have to worry about getting a hold of God on the right day or at the right time or, you know, after he's made sure he's had a good dinner. My God is just consistent. He is faithful. And if we will take the time to spend time with him, to call on his name, he'll be there every time. Amen. Every time he'll be there because he is faithful. He's not far away, but he is near. Every time we come in humility and say, you know what, God? I don't got it all together. God, I am scared, I am weak, and I am frail. But Jesus, you are more than able, and I know that you are faithful. Amen. And you aren't done with me yet. Amen. There's something cool that happens when you can count on somebody's character. Amen. Well, you don't have to wonder if they're going to do you wrong, if they're going to lie on you or cheat on you. There's something wonderful that happens when you can know without a shadow of a doubt that another person is looking out for your best and will look out for your best in everything. Amen. Because you can take a walk of faith. And when somebody says, You should have heard what they said about you. You should have heard what they did. Or when your own flesh starts to say, maybe they don't care about you. Maybe they don't really love you. You can say, you know what? I know them. That is our God. Because your flesh will creep up and say, maybe God isn't going to provide this time. Maybe God isn't really speaking to you. Maybe that's just the devil telling you to go witness somebody. Maybe you aren't ever going to find peace. Maybe you're never going to be happy in life. Maybe you're never going to be stable. That's not our God. That is not our God. Our God is looking out for your best every step of the way, and you can count on him today as much as ever that our God is looking out for your church, and he loves you. Hallelujah. He is just that good. Through the good and the bad, the rich or the poor, my God will stick with you through the end. Has God been patient with anybody in this room? My word, the Lord has been patient with me. Because our God is full of mercy. Amen. His mercies are new every day. I don't know about you, but I found out something really interesting about walking with God. I learned firsthand that you can still get in bondage even after you're born again. Right? Think about it. In your own life, have you gotten in bondage since you've been born again? I know some people in this room, you're like, man, I don't remember when I was 2 years old when I was born again. When I was filled with the Holy Ghost speaking in tongues. Come on, our babies are getting the Holy Ghost sometimes. It's like, man, they're only 4 years old. But our God is able, amen? I'm just joking. But you're able to get in bondage after you've been born again. And you feel like a failure. Because I got the Holy Ghost. I shouldn't be like that. You know? I shouldn't be in addiction. I've been baptized in Jesus' name. Amen. But our God is patient to wait for you to come home. Every time. He waits for me to come home. He doesn't beat me over the head. Sometimes he just knocks and says, Mark. And I've learned that if I begin to listen before I mess up, I can hear him knocking. Because guess what? My God is not like man. He's not. My God is faithful. And he wants all men to come to repentance. He wants all men to come to salvation. And he wants me to have a relationship with him. My God wants to keep you out of sin. Our God wants to keep you out of sin. Amen. And so if you let the Holy Ghost flow in your life, you will hear that voice. Because John in chapter 10, Jesus says, my sheep know my voice. My sheep know my voice. So when I call, they follow every time. Another man, they won't follow. But I lay down my life for the sheep. This church wasn't purchased with the blood of Pastor Roberts. It was purchased with the blood of the living God, the blood of Jesus Christ. And it's that God, that same Jesus that says, my child, come home. My child, don't fall in that hole again. I promise you, I'm looking out for your good. I promise you, it might be uncomfortable and it might be inconvenient, but don't go there anymore. Don't put on those chains anymore. I love you too much to watch you walk in pain and hurt. I love you too much to watch you hurt yourself. Come home, come to me. Get a hold of somebody who's going to draw you to God. Amen. I need godly friends now more than ever. And you need godly counsel now more than ever. Amen. Because the time is growing short and the day is growing near when we're going to hear that voice that says, church, arise. Church, arise. Hide and seek. Here I come. Amen. My God is here. Hallelujah. I can't wait for that day, but Lord, I want to be ready. That's why Jesus says that he who endures until, not the middle, not three quarters of the way. Jesus, I held on until I could see the finish line. He who endures until the end shall be saved. Amen. Hold on to him, church. He is full of mercy. He has been patient. It blows my mind that God, come on, think about it. God knew every mistake that you were going to make before you chose to follow him. Not just every mistake pre-Jesus, but every mistake post-Jesus. Anyone get impatient when somebody makes the same mistake over and over and over and over and over again? Hayden, why are you looking at your grandma? I saw that, brother. We do it. We fall and we mess up and we fall and we mess up and we don't do our homework and we don't do our homework and we do and we don't do and we don't do all these things. But God is faithful to wait for you because Jesus has the time for you. Amen. He's not in a rush because this run isn't for the swift. This race isn't for just the quick, but it's for the people who will keep on getting up and keep on keeping on. Amen. Amen. This world ought to be on notice because, yes, I might be knocked down, but thank God I will arise again. Amen. 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 I am not giving out, not giving up. Psalms 116, verse 5. This just describes what I feel like my walk with the Lord is. Gracious is the Lord and righteous. Yea, our God is merciful. Right here, I think it's this phrase that really gets me. The Lord preserveth the simple. Come on. Does that speak to anybody? The Lord preserveth the simple. Sometimes I am simple when it comes to this thing. I was brought low and he helped me. Return unto thy rest, O my soul. For the Lord, come on, church, the Lord hath dealt bountifully with thee. He has been so good. It's crazy. So far beyond what you could have deserved or imagined or wished for. He's been bountiful. For thou hast delivered my soul from death. Anybody realize you walk with Jesus? You're not going to hell. That's awesome. Jesus, you have delivered not my body from death. Jesus, you have delivered my soul from death. Mine eyes from tears and my feet from falling. I will walk before the Lord in the land of the living. That's a promise, church. You hold on. You keep on walking. I'm going to see you walking with the Lord in the land of the living. Amen. This world is not the end. These trials have got to come to an end. The storm has got to come to a pass. But we will walk with the Lord in the land of the living. Amen. Let's take a minute. Hallelujah. I thank you, Jesus, our God. I thank you, Jesus, our God, that one day, one day, we're going to see how short this life really was. I thank you, God, for being so faithful, Lord God, and so holy, God. Jesus, you've been relentless, God. You have kept on pressing on. I thank you, Jesus, for who you are. And finally, our God desires closeness with you, church. Closeness. Not just a relationship. I've got a relationship with my orthodontist. I see him more often than I'd like. It's once a month. My teeth are hurting me right now, man. And it's his fault. I say, you know, hey, man, how's it going? You know, we have talked about the Lord, but it's still pretty shallow. He's a very, very stout Catholic. But, you know, we have conversations, and they don't dive the deepest. You know, I'm going to try, but they're just not that deep. It's just the pleasantries. You know, how's the weather? You know what? It's cold. No way. I just came in from the car. You're right. It's cold. My God is looking for a relationship with you more than just the pleasantries. More than just the how's it going. You know what, God? I need you today. Well, I know you need me. I put the very breath in your lungs. My God is looking to hear about every hurt, every pain. My God is looking to hear your dreams. My God is looking to hear about all the things that have been weighing you down. My God is looking to hear your worship beyond this altar. Worshiping beyond the altar. My God wants to hear your worship on your family room floor. My God wants to hear your worship at your kitchen table and in your bedroom on the bed. My God wants to hear your worship in the closet and in the car and in the shower. My God wants to have a relationship that stretches from the morning until the nighttime, until you dream about him all night long. My God wants you to pray without ceasing. Why? Because he loves you, and he loves you, and he loves you, and he wants you, and he knows what's best for you. My God is looking out for his people. Jesus, he wants to hear your voice more than just a list, but he wants to hear a voice saying, I know that nobody's listening, but Jesus, you are worthy. Jesus, I love you, God. I don't care that it's 5 a.m. I don't care that I'm still groggy. I don't care that it's midnight. Jesus, you are worthy, and I have time for you, Jesus. Amen. John chapter 13 and 23. Now there was leaning on Jesus' bosom one of his disciples whom Jesus loved. You know, Jesus is equal opportunity. Everybody had a chance to have a close relationship with him. It's just that some people chose not to. Amen. I truly believe that. That anybody who wanted to draw close and to stick close to him and say, you know what, God, where you go, I'll go. Where you sleep, I'll sleep. God was an equal opportunity, especially among those apostles. But it was John that said, you know what? I don't care what all the other people of God are doing. Come on, this is the church. I mean, these apostles are the church. I don't care what the church is doing, but Jesus, I'm going to draw close to you. Come on. From the physical eye, this is one dude leaning his chest on another dude. Think about it. You know, it looks pretty goofy. It's not exactly the picture of manliness. It's not exactly the picture of independence and strength to have a man leaning his head on the chest of another man. But John said, I don't care what I look like. You don't know what I've been through. I don't care what I look like, but I want to be close to Jesus even if it costs me everything. You don't know what I've been through. You don't know the things that I hear. You don't know what I feel when I'm this close to Jesus. I just want to draw close to Him. Amen. Forget about all the talk. Forget about all the everything going on over here and everybody's distractions over here, arguing about who's going to be the greatest. But Jesus, I just want to be close to You. Amen. That opportunity is here and ready for you today. You can start that closeness today. You don't got to wait until another New Year's to begin a start for God. Amen. Resolve to be closer to Jesus today than ever more. That God, I don't want to put You on the back burner, but Jesus, I need You more than the air in my lungs. I need You, God. Hallelujah. Our God desires a closeness with His children. And He is not going to give up on you. Amen. He is not going to give up on you. Hallelujah. Jesus is drawing His church. Come on. This is the end day. This is the end day. This is the time for the church to be closer to the Master than ever before. For the sheep to know His voice. Now is the day. Hallelujah, Lord God. I don't want to put it off any longer. My God. Years can be wasted in waiting for the perfect time to draw near to Christ. But today is that day. Amen. If you feel that tug of the Holy Ghost, why don't you raise your hands and surrender, not to me, but to Jesus Christ. And Jesus, I just want You, Lord. Lord, I want You, Jesus. I want more of You. And more of You, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Jesus, we love You, God. Hallelujah. I'm closing right now, but I want to tell you that there is no reason why you can't be closer to Jesus now than you have ever been in your life. There is no reason why you can't draw closer. There's no reason why I can't draw closer. So Jesus, give me the courage to take this opportunity. Jesus, give me the courage to follow You, Lord God, and to carve out some time. Hallelujah. Thank You, Jesus. Hallelujah. This is something worth making time for, your relationship with God. Amen. Because our God is living water. Amen. I thank You, Jesus. Let's pray before we dismiss. I thank You.